everyone, and welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria, the original Lifestyle CEO, and we are here to empower you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. Today is Monday, February the 6th, and we have got a show for you. Before I get to that, though, you know I always like to start off my shows by sharing a little bit of interesting information to kind of shed some light on why it is that I'm doing this. As you all know, a lifestyle CEO is a person who owns and manages a business not solely for financial gain, although that is important, we have to eat, but also for the benefits of entrepreneurship, independence, flexibility, and fun. Why do we care about that? Well, there's, of course, lots of reasons we care about that. I know a lot of you out there listening to this show are moms of small children, and so it matters to you to be able to be home with your children and also generate some revenue. And that's a real important thing. But, you know, I love to share these little tidbits of information that I read about in the paper, which kind of underscores some economic reasons for Americans to own something of their own, even if they also have a full-time job. A couple of weeks ago, Kraft Foods, you know, the company that makes all the cheeses and stuff, they announced that their fourth quarter 2005 earnings rose nearly 25%. Of course, that's great news. Their stock shot up. Everybody, you know, was hailing them as the darling of the food industry, at least for that moment. And interestingly, on the same day that they announced their earnings went up, they also announced that they would eliminate 8,000 jobs, or about 8% of their workforce, and closed 20 production plants. And the reason given for that was they were going to use that savings to strengthen their brands. I think it is so interesting that when profits go up, the people who have contributed to making those profits increase and those earnings be more significant are the people whose jobs are eliminated. I just find it so fascinating that you know, the employees are on the loss side of the column, and the earnings are on the earnings side of the column, but the employees who help those earnings grow and basically through their sweat make them possible are the ones who end up losing their jobs. Now, as a business owner, I know economics is economics. And if you can eliminate some of the quote-unquote fat in your business, then obviously you want to do that. But think about it, 8,000 jobs. And this is on top of General Motors' announcement that it's cutting 30,000 jobs by 2008, and also the announcement last month by Ford Motor Company that it's cutting 30,000 jobs and closing 14 facilities by 2012. And it's very interesting that the president of Ford Motor Company, in a quote from the press release, said, in the long run, and this is a quote, we will create far more stable and secure jobs. We all have to change, and we all have to sacrifice. And I think it's interesting. I'd love to know exactly how Mr. Ford will personally sacrifice, but certainly there's no doubt about the sacrifice of the affected workers, their spouses, their children, their elderly parents, and even their communities. So if you haven't thought about starting your own business, as I said, even if you have a full-time job, there is no substitute for owning something of your own, even if it's small. There are tax benefits. There are lifestyle benefits that just don't end. And we talk about those here on this show. And today, we are going to talk about a fairly new profession that has sprung up in large part as a result of the Internet. And we're going to talk about that profession, and we're also going to talk about some people who are actually running their businesses in that profession, and also how, if you have your own business, you can use their services to make your business grow. So we're covering a whole lot of bases here. And today I have got one woman who is largely responsible for the growth of this new industry. And this industry is called the industry of virtual assistants, and we're going to talk about exactly what they are. But I would like to welcome to the show today Stacy Bryce. Stacy is the founder and owner of Assist U. That's A-S-S-I-S-T and the letter U. And her website is assistu.com. And Assist U is an organization that was designed to help develop the potential and training for women and men who want to be virtual assistants. And I'm going to let Stacy give you all the details. But Stacy, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm great, Donna Maria. How are you? Thank you for letting me come and be with you and your audience. This is so exciting.
Well, I'm very excited to have you. Now, I have to share. Let me go ahead and let you share first. Stacy, tell me, what is AssistU and how did you get started with it?
That's such a fun question.
Is that a big question?
Well, it's a big question. I'll try and do it in a small way. You know, I worked in the workforce like most people do, and in 1992, I was fired by a crazy woman. And the experience was so profound for me that I came home and said to my husband, I never want to work for somebody else again. I never want to be in a position to have to maybe go through this again. And he said, okay, what are you going to do? And I thought about it a bit and decided that I would do some of what I had been doing, which at that point was executive travel planning. I would do that at home with my client base, and I would also do some assisting. I had been doing some virtual assistance with those travel clients, and so I was able to just do more of that from home. And then moving into the mid-90s, I was sort of looking at, you know, what's next? The travel industry was changing, didn't know. And I was pointed towards the professional coaching, business life coaching profession, and signed up for all of the newsletters that Coach University had at that time. And one day they put out a post that said that Thomas Leonard, who was the founder of Coach U, wanted to spend 2 years traveling the country in his RV on sabbatical and needed somebody to run his life. And I knew he needed me. So I raised my virtual hand, and Thomas and I talked, and I started to work with him. And that fall, so that's 96, that fall, a magazine came forward and wanted to do a piece about my virtual work. And when that hit, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women came out of the woodwork and said, oh my gosh, if I could use the administrative skills I have and stay home with my kids, or, you know, just be more flexible in my life and have greater control over my life, I would love that. How can I do this? And it was then that I realized that there would be a profession, that there would be some sort of training organization, and I figured I may as well be the one to do it. So I started AssistU. We launched in February of 97, started training in May of that year, and have trained hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of virtual assistants ever since.
Wow. Well, you know, so let me go back for a second then.
Sure.
You had a full-time job at a travel planning agency. A crazy woman did you a favor one day.
Absolutely.
It took you a while to figure that out, but now we know she did all of us a favor. And you had already, as a full-time employee, had you been doing a little bit of sort of the virtual assisting on the side?
What had happened was the clients that I planned for, did travel for, were what we called road warriors. They were away more than they were home.
Mm-hmm.
And what they would do, despite the fact that it wasn't my job to do this for them, they'd call me from airports and say, oh my gosh, I forgot to reschedule Joshua's appointment with his pediatrician. Can you call and do that for me?
Oh.
At first, I thought that was kind of strange because they all had assistants in their corporate lives. Why I didn't really get at the time why they weren't calling these people, but I learned after a while that they really didn't want to mix the personal and the business, and that was a very funky time. It was just the start of sort of the, you know, the kind of die-hard restrictions we have on what you can and cannot do in the corporate world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so my feeling was, hey, if I make them happier with me and happier with what I do, all the better it is for everybody. So I was doing that. And the more I did it, the more they wanted me to do it. So when I came home and decided that I wanted to have my own business, I was able to just do more of it. I could do travel for them and do more of the virtual assisting as well.
So, okay, so this is just such a great story because it shows you that a new industry, a new idea, a new way to make money for yourself can just come from out of nowhere.
Yes, and what's actually, even if I take a step back even from that, you know, there were travel agencies then, and they, as I said, the industry was starting to change. Airlines were paying agencies lower commissions.
Mm-hmm.
They were having to cut back on employees and on salaries and things. That's not why I got fired. It was a crazy reason by a crazy person.
Right,
and,
right.
But even when I came home and I thought I'd do travel planning, I even created that for myself. Mm-hmm. I did fee-based planning, and I called mm-hmm. myself an executive travel planner, and I was available to my clients literally round the clock, mm-hmm. but they paid me this exquisite amount of money mm-hmm. to do that for them. Mm-hmm. And they loved it because instead of having to sit up at midnight and call and do their airline upgrades, I would do that for them. Mm-hmm. Have to worry about it. They knew that everything would be the way they wanted it. Mm-hmm. I took exquisite care of them, and they were willing to pay a fee for that. That wasn't being done in the travel industry. So even then, mm-hmm. I was thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. And now most agencies today, mm-hmm. the ones that are still in existence, mm-hmm. do charge fees for their services.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now fast forward to the magazine piece from the fall of 96 and people contacting you and saying, oh, my goodness, I need to do this. Is that how Assist You started?
Absolutely, because if I don't know that if I hadn't had that kind of response, if it ever would have occurred to me mm-hmm. to do anything more, anything bigger, let me say, mm-hmm. than what I was doing for myself. I was
right.
very happy. You know,
right.
I had clients, I was having fun, I was making money, but these people came, mm-hmm. and I knew that I could show them how to do this.
Mm-hmm. So the next thing that happened was you ended up having an opportunity to share your new way to generate revenue with other people who were interested. I think that's so fabulous. We're going to take our first break, Stacey,
okay.
and we're going to come back and ask you some questions about exactly how that started and ask you to define exactly what a virtual assistant is. For those of you who want to, call your questions or comments in 800-773-0355. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and we have got Stacey Brice from AssistYou.com here on our show today, and she was telling us about her journey from being terminated at a job by a crazy woman to building her own empire. And we also have joining us now a virtual assistant who works as a virtual assistant, and that is Charlon Bobo from MuseWorks. Hi, welcome to the show, Charlon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's really great to have you here because we've got a person who is largely responsible for the growth of this industry and another person who is responsible for the future growth as well, who's taken advantage of it. And Stacey, I want to go back to where we were when we left off and ask you to define for me, if you would, what a virtual assistant is.
You know, as you move around the net, if people go to the net and they do a search about this, they would see a variety of definitions about what it is and
mm-hmm.
what virtual assistants do. My company has always had a strong and distinctive brand, which we believe is the highest and best standard for the industry as a whole. And that is about having virtual assistants providing administrative and sometimes personal support across the board in long-term and collaborative relationships with their clients. And what that means is that there are a couple hinge pins there, administrative being one of them, long-term and collaborative being another. I know, for example, Charlon, you do both long-term and collaborative and you do projects and piecework, right?
Yes.
Yes. So different people do different things. at Assist You, we have this brand, and all of our VAs are sort of on board with this particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
We really think that virtual assistants, it's the administrative piece that's a big deal, and that people provide assistance across the board rather than specializing in one type of work.
Mm-hmm.
We think that it's important to have a strong definition for it, because otherwise it'll confuse the public.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, some of the other VA organizations have said that pretty much anything that you can do from home qualifies you to call yourself a virtual assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So if all you do is bookkeeping, instead of calling yourself a bookkeeper, you could call yourself a virtual assistant.
Mm-hmm.
If all you do is marketing, for example, there are a lot of people who do marketing, or, for example, search engine optimization work, you could call yourself a virtual assistant. And I think that that makes it hard for the individual to market his or her own business.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think it's confusing for the public.
Okay, so it sounds like while you have sort of a definition that Assist You has kind of branded as its own, there are people doing a variety of different things that assist another person virtually in the sense that they're not physically there with them.
Exactly. And I think that the thing for me is that all VAs are virtual professionals, but mm-hmm. not all virtual professionals are virtual assistants.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it. So fast backward to when you started getting these phone calls from mainly women, I think you said, who said, you know, gee, I read this interview about you in the magazine. How can I do this? Is that when the idea for starting Assist You came up and you started thinking about how to train people in this industry?
You bet. That's exactly when.
Okay.
I had grown up with a father who was incredibly creative and inventive, and he'd say, you know, there should be a fill-in-the-blank. You know,
mm-hmm.
He'd have this wild idea, and I'd say, well, Daddy, why don't you do it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm happy in my job.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later, mm-hmm. we'd be walking through a store, and there'd be a da-da-da.
It'd be done.
And
yeah.
I'd say, look! And, you know, when the idea hit me, I started to think that I wouldn't do it.
Mm.
And then actually Cheryl Richardson, you know, you mentioned
yeah.
her earlier. Cheryl Richardson said to me, you know, you could keep doing exactly what you're doing. You're very happy in your practice. You've got it, you know, really going on for yourself. And you don't have to do this bigger thing because it felt huge. And as soon as she said it inside me, I knew that it wasn't an option to not do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you've created so many opportunities for other people. And Charlotte, I want to turn to you and ask you if you would share with our listeners how you started your virtual assistance business.
Sure. Well, stepping back before I got into doing this, I was also in a corporate environment. And I would at different times sit at my desk and think, how am I going to get from here to there? And not knowing where there was. I didn't have a destination in mind. I just knew that I had what it took to run my own business very successfully. And jumping ahead a few years, being involved in the handmade beauty industry, manufacturing soap, holding annual conferences, just being involved in that way, I kind of paired those together. And as far as becoming a virtual assistant, I realized at some point when the term virtual assistant began to be used more in the mainstream,
mm-hmm.
I realized that, wow, I've been doing this for almost 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
In helping people in different capacities, I was employed, but I thought, I'm going to use all of that experience for my own benefit, starting my own business. So my virtual assistant, the formality of it, and applying it to the industry that I love, which is handmade beauty,
mm-hmm.
came about, oh, probably 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a pairing of, wow, seeing this word, this term, virtual assistant, this is me. I've been doing it. I'm good at it. I know this industry. I love the people in this industry. I want to help entrepreneurs get their businesses going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it happened for me. And
well, that is so interesting. And, you know, for all you listeners out there who have been working on your small business and thinking about hiring someone and you didn't know if you could, and then you found out you could, but then you had to get workers' comp, and then you had to comply with all this stuff and thing and insurance and everything. I just think I'm so excited to share with you that having a virtual assistant is a tremendous option for you. And Stacy, when you meet with people and you share this like in other interviews and things that you do. I would imagine that people listening that have small businesses are more than interested in this.
People love this concept. Mm. I mean, it is such a freeing experience to have a professional who handles things that you as a business owner don't need to be and really shouldn't be, because not your core business, not mm-hmm. your forte.
Mm-hmm.
And by giving away the things that take your attention from your mm-hmm. core business or what you love and do best,
mm-hmm.
it frees you up to do more of that. And
right.
so for some people, you mentioned, you sort of alluded to this earlier, for some people that's making more money. For some people it's not making more money, but having more freedom to spend mm-hmm. with the people they love or pursue other things, be creative, do art, whatever
yeah.
they may want to be doing.
Yeah, and so often when you look at the hourly rate, I know VAs usually charge by the hour, sometimes a sliding scale, sometimes not, but if you look at the hourly rate, whatever it is, and you calculate what revenue you could be generating in your business as opposed to doing what you ask a VA to do, that it's usually quite a positive outcome in the sense that you make more money by hiring a VA than if you don't.
You really do, and one thing that happens, I think a lot of people start talking to VAs and get a little bit of a sticker shock. They, for whatever reason, are thinking, oh, she's working at home, she's in her bunny slippers, she's a mom, whatever. $12 an hour would probably make her very happy because she doesn't have to go anywhere, da-da-da. And when they hear that VAs bill at significantly higher rates, I think they get kind of stunned. What I'd love to share with your listeners is, number one, virtual assistants, from my perspective, was never designed to be the low-cost option. It was meant to be the convenient option to having an employee. Most small business owners, especially home-based business owners, typically don't have 20 hours or 40 hours a week consistently for an employee. And so if you can have the assistance that you need, the exact amount, whether that's 5 hours, 20 hours, 10 hours, it doesn't matter, but you're only paying for 100% productive time,
mm-hmm.
it's not expensive. My own assistant, Marie, runs my life and has for years. And there is nothing she doesn't know about my business, about me, what I want, mm-hmm. what I don't like, where mm-hmm. the bodies are buried.
Is she virtual, too?
She is. She's in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and I'm in Baltimore.
Okay.
And
that's
her
great.
Invoice for me
mm-hmm.
almost never, exceeds $600 a month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have an employee for $600 a month.
Right. And the great thing about it is you can buy as much as you want with most VAs. And, Charlon, you know, your story is so interesting because it sounds like you have actually found sort of a niche. In other words, is that the case? You could sort of target your services to a particular type of business?
Absolutely, and that was the purpose in starting MuseWorks.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of happened all in the same time period where I was wanting to assist entrepreneurs in the handmade beauty industry, get more involved in that way again. But so yes, to answer your question, that's exactly how it happened. Or, you know, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. I'm excited to hear that because it means for other people who may have a particular area of expertise, or maybe they have been employed full time in a particular industry, like Stacy, she was in the travel industry, and all of this grew out of what was once just planning travel for people.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at your particular industry, where you are, what your knowledge base is, where most of your contacts are, and figure out a way to begin to provide services to them, even if you're not in the same state with them, in a virtual kind of manner. And I got to tell you, I have been using VA services, and I'll share in a little bit when we come back from our break about how I discovered you, Stacy, because I think it's a great example of what we as women can do when we just put ourselves out there and look for opportunities. Before we get to that, though, we're going to take a short break. You can call in your question or comment, 800-773-0355. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Good afternoon. Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria. And actually, I just remembered, of course, it's not afternoon everywhere. It's afternoon here on the East Coast where I am. But we've got some guests that are in other parts of the country. We've got Charlon Bobo of MuseWorks, who is on the West Coast. So she's actually 3 hours behind what my time is. And we've got Stacy Bryce from AssistU, who's actually in my time zone. And Stacy, we're actually in the same state. I just found that out recently. And new to the show this afternoon is another virtual assistant who's going to share from her experiences with you. Her name is Ginger Derrickson, and she is in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to the show, Ginger.
Hi.
Good. It's great to have you here. Now, I want to give our callers, our listeners, the call-in number again in case you have questions, 800-773-0355. And I want to encourage you to take this opportunity to ask questions about how you as a small business owner could benefit from the services of a virtual assistant. And also, if you're out there listening to the show and you're trying to think of what might be a good new career for you to start a business in, this is an option for you to think about, too. So 800-773-0355. We hope to hear from you. And if you do call in, you will be entered to win an hour-long virtual assistant consultation from Charlon Bobo at MuseWorks. And that is a $95 value, everyone. So I just had to take a minute and make sure you understood that. A $95 consultation from a VA. If nobody calls in, Charlon, I want to volunteer for that. So, hey, listen, since we're talking about you, Charlon, can you tell me a little bit about how your VA services work? How do you get new clients? What can you do for people in the handmade beauty industry that can help them grow their businesses? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I do one-time projects. I will do, I have a different plans that people can use. If they want me 5 hours a month or 20 hours a month, we can set that up. I don't do a lot of marketing myself, but feel very fortunate. 100% of my new clients are word of mouth. And I think that says a lot about the connection that is important for me to make with people, the long-term relationships, bringing that to every task that I do for my clients. I have to reiterate, I feel very fortunate I don't have to do a lot of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I do for my clients is very much personalized. Everything that I have done in the handmade beauty industry has been niche-oriented, and so I do a lot of different things. Things come up that I've never done before for a client,
mm-hmm.
and if they need it, it's something that I feel confident in that I'm able to provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely do that, and I also will refer to other competent VAs, which
mm-hmm.
I think is really important as well.
Mm-hmm. And so when someone comes to you and they basically kind of describe, you know, they have a business, there's 40 hours in a work week, and they have 60 hours of work to do, you help them figure out how they can use you for, I don't know, something up to 20 hours a week or something like that. I'm just pulling numbers out of the air. But you help them to understand how they can take that additional work and do it, and you can do it in an efficient and cost-effective way for them. Is that how it works?
Yes, absolutely. I like what Stacy said earlier, and that is that any time a VA spends doing work, it's 100% productive. You're not paying me to take a coffee break. You're not paying me to run errands.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying me to do something specific that will help you grow your business.
Right.
You're handing off a task to me, and I manage that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important, too, to, and I talk to my clients, new clients, and it kind of, there's a training part, you know, initially when I have a new client, mm-hmm. and it's getting used to how things work and the different personalities, but it's really important for me to let them know that I am here for them. I become a partner in their business. Mm-hmm. I'm here for their success. And it kind of just, it goes from there. But any task that they are not doing, that they don't have to be doing, that they don't like, that they don't want to do, that it's not smart in business to be doing, someone else needs to be doing that.
As a small business owner working with, as you all do, with other small businesses and meeting especially women who have very small businesses and very limited budgets and very little time and maybe a very lot of kids and a lot of dinner to fix, it's sometimes tough to explain how the service can work for them. But I got to tell you, if I could harken back a little bit, Stacy and Ginger and Charlon, too, to how I was introduced to this, I was reading a book by Cheryl Richardson, and I can't remember which chapter it was, but in the resource section of the chapter, there was a note about virtual assistants, and it said something to the effect that, go to assistyou.com to learn how a virtual assistant can help your small business grow. So I went on over to assistyou.com, and I think it was that day or no later than the next day, I had filled out the form to request virtual assistants from all over the country to email me about how much they wanted to work with me. And I got all of three responses, and one of them was Ginger, who was on our show today. And so welcome again to the show, Ginger. That's how I met you.
That's a very exciting time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I want you to share a little bit about what I just talked about, which is the challenge associated with starting a new business relationship with someone you've never met before. How do you get the message across to someone? Like, I'll share from our experience, Ginger, and you can elaborate on this. Do you remember how long it took me from the time I actually signed your agreement to actually start giving you work to do?
It was quite a while.
Okay, now, I hope, maybe I'm typical, maybe I'm not, and you can go ahead and say whatever you want to about me, but share with people, how you manage that kind of thing and how we actually work through that, because we've been working together now for, what, 3 years?
Actually, it'll be 3 years in May.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a while. But you're kind of typical. A lot of times a business owner or a new client will just be so overwhelmed with everything that they have to do that they don't know where to begin to start handing off tasks. And then you've got other clients that are king of delegation, and they inundate you with tasks. I have a client that we started off that way.
Right.
That way. But when you've got a client that, wants to work with you, they've said they're going to, but they have a little trouble handing off those tasks, you just need to keep speaking with them, asking them what's going on in their day, what they're having the most issues with, and just help them to see if, they say, well, I've got this, this, and this. You can say, well, I can do this for you. I could handle it that way for you. How about if we do it this way? And just kind of nudge them into seeing mm-hmm. if they can release some of that work to the assistant and mm-hmm. so it's going to be taken care of.
Yeah, I just remember our first conversations when I finally filled out the form, which took me forever to do because I had so many things to do, which underscored how much I needed help. And then finally filled out the form, and I think I kept getting these emails from you going, okay, what can I do? It's like, well, wait a minute, I haven't figured that part out yet. But you were very patient with me, and I, of course, really, really appreciate that. And Charlon, it's just, I love the story that we have because we met, I'm not going to give anything away, but because we're about to take a break. But when we come back, I'd like for you to share that. And then, Stacy, I'd like for you to share with our listeners exactly what they can do, what they can expect to get and do and become involved in at assistyou.com. So we're going to take a short break. If anybody has any questions or comments, you can call them in at 800-773-0355. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show, and we will be right back.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the final segment of today's Lifestyle CEO Show, where we are empowering you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. I want to invite you to visit LifestyleCEO.com, where there is our brand newly uploaded Lifestyle CEO online magazine. You can go to LifestyleCEO.com and click on the beautiful magazine cover that we have there right on the homepage. You can also click on my blog to learn a little bit about what fun we had at the Lifestyle CEO Conference last month, and also visit our photo gallery to see yourself if you were there at the conference, or to see your friends if you weren't there, and look forward to next year because we're planning another one. And I have already started that planning. And in case you, Ginger and Charlon, don't know, I'm going to be contacting you about helping me with that planning. So,
oh, wow, that sounds like
we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on. But Charlon, I wanted to go back in time a little bit with our listeners and ask you to share sort of the history of how we met. And I don't want to do this just because I think it's such a great story, but I want to do it because I think it's important to show people what happens when you just network, when you show up, when you meet new people, and you allow opportunities to come your way. Charlon, would you share that?
Sure. You and I met at a handcrafted soap making conference. I think that was the first conference of the organization, and that was in Brainerd, Minnesota, of all places.
Yeah.
And I remember Donna Maria passing around a notebook, and people could write whatever it is that they wanted to write in. And I did. I don't even remember what I wrote, but it was heartfelt, and I was very appreciative for the contribution she made. She taught us how to make lotion. And she came to me afterwards, and we just started a dialogue, and she thanked me, and I thanked her for her contribution. And there was a seed planted that day, and I can't even say that there was any clarity about it, where the relationship would go, how it would unfold. There wasn't that. But there was something there that I knew you would be in my life for a very long time, in a professional capacity, in a personal capacity, and it really has unfolded in that way, and so beautifully and effortlessly. But it was who would have thought?
Yeah, and you again, for everyone listening, when you go to a conference, when you go to a meeting, Chamber of Commerce, whatever it is, these kinds of opportunities come your way. And Charlon, it's amazing that was almost 8 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're feeling a little aged here. But hey, listen, we've got a call from Lucy in New Jersey. Lucy, welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show. What's your question or comment today?
Hi, Don Maria and guests. My question is, one of your guests had just mentioned that it's hard to get going sometimes for certain clients with a virtual assistant as to what to give them, and that is really what I'm confused about. I am getting back to the business and hitting it full speed ahead, except that I'm not a good secretary, and this seems to be a big challenge for me to get things done. So I'm curious to find out, would I send things via FedEx? Is it all done by email? For instance, I'm starting to gather things again for my website to put together, and it's little pieces from all different aspects of this business. So what do you do? Like, what's the actual nuts and bolts day-to-day that I would be doing if I were to call Charlon and say, okay, this is what I need today? How do we do this? Is it all over the computer? Do we talk on the phone? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Those are good questions. I'm going to ask Charlon and Ginger to answer those. Charlon, can you share a little bit about how you'd handle that, and then Ginger?
Sure. I take phone calls. I take emails. I receive express packages. I really try to cater to where my client is. Some people are really technologically savvy,
mm-hmm.
and others aren't so. And so wherever one of my clients is, I work with them from that space. So all my clients have a computer, and some not so savvy at that. And I've just, like I said, cater to where my client is.
Yeah, and
does that help?
Yes, it does. So you would offer guidance along the way to help me work better with you, in a sense.
Absolutely. And it's about building a relationship. If you start about the beginning of any relationship, you don't know everything about that person on the first date.
Right.
You get to know them. The relationship grows. You build a comfort level and a confidence level. And that does take time. There's no way around that. But initially, in my discussions with new clients, I ask you a series of questions. How is it that you work? Are you an early morning person? You hit your stride around 3 p.m. What are you comfortable with? Do you want to call me? Do you want me to inquire with you? It's about learning what's the best dynamic for this particular relationship.
Okay, thank you.
Such a good way to put it is that, you know, it's a working progress when you're starting a new relationship. Ginger, would you like to add anything to that?
Pretty much the same way that Charlon was doing things, that's how I do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Just conferring with the client, find out what they're comfortable with, and using instant messaging, all forms of the internet, even use intranet portals to transfer files. So
yeah, you know, it's so interesting. If you have a web-based business, I know the caller mentioned she's doing a website. If you have a web-based business, there's almost nothing that you cannot transmit electronically. You can send an email. You can send an email attachment. You can send a link. You can upload something to an FTP server. There is just no end to the number of ways you can transmit data. It's the exception nowadays that something has to be sent by FedEx. Usually, if it needs a signature or something, that's when it's sent. Stacy, can you add something to that?
I'd love to. I always suggest that clients, especially clients like Lucy, who, you know, aren't feeling so sure that she knows what to give away. Two things. First of all, let the VA lead. The VAs are experts in working this way. Mm-hmm. And to the extent that a client will let the VA say, tell me about what you're doing. Tell me about how you work. Tell me how your business operates. Give me a snapshot of how you work day to day. What systems do you use? What makes you crazy? Then the VA can lead even further and say, might be a good thing to consider doing this or that or the other thing. So that's one thing. Let the VA lead. But I also always suggest that clients who aren't sure what they should be giving away should keep a list, however they do that. If they're, you know, PDA people, keep it in the PDA. If they're, you know, write it down people, keep a pad and nearby. And every single time the person does something that she realizes she shouldn't be doing, every email, every phone call, every appointment she schedules, everything, write it down on a piece of paper or in your PDA. Keep it for a week, and at the end of that time, you'll have a really good idea of what you're doing that's keeping you from growing and what you can give away to your PDA.
Now, that's a great idea. So let me make sure I understand, because I want to make sure I understand that. Every phone call, if you're in a position where you think you need assistance, every phone call you make, every scheduling maintenance kind of thing that you do, write it down for a week.
Absolutely, everything.
Everything you do, period.
Well, you could write down everything you do, period. That would certainly be helpful to a VA later, because a VA might be able to challenge you. For example, when I was a VA, I was working with a coach, and she was really struggling to send out her intake packets. She couldn't just get it done. Everything was behind. And I said, let me do them for you. And she said, no, I need to do it because I need to sign it. And back then, I suggested we could scan her signature. She really didn't like that. I said, do any of these people know your signature? And she said, no. And I said, then why can't I sign it?
Oh,
and it was suddenly this epiphany for her that she didn't have to actually be putting her signature on this thing.
Uh-huh.
No one would know that she hadn't actually signed it. You know, when she signed, this isn't her real name, when she signed, you know, Joanne,
it wasn't
actually her hand that wrote the word.
Oh.
And so I handled everything from then on out. She just sent me the name and the address, poof, done, out that afternoon, and made her life much easier. But so there are clients who just, they blindside themselves. They have their own roadblocks they can't move beyond. And so if they can give a VA a list of what they're doing, the VA can sit down and say, why are you doing this?
Mm. Well, sometimes when you've been doing something for so long and you have a routine, even if it's totally stressing you out, at least it's a routine and you know it.
But
the beauty of it is that what you suggested is to tell your VA what you're doing and give them the opportunity to consult with you and say, okay, this is where I think I could cut out a lot of your fat for you, and then you could decide what you want to do.
You bet.
And that's a great way to allow someone like Charlon, for example, to give you a consultation, which if you call in to our show today, you will be entered to win. The call-in number to tell us your question or comment is 800-773-0355. Stacy, can you share with us a little bit about Assist You? We have about 60 seconds left to tell us how to get to your website and what you can do to help someone who's interested in this industry.
Great. Two things very quickly. We have resources for people who want to work with VAs and who want to become VAs. We have a 20-week training program that allows people to start from scratch, build successful businesses, community, support through the life cycle of their businesses. For clients, we have a free referral service, articles that can help them learn more about working with VAs, guidance of the kind that I was just mentioning.
Right.
And, we really want to be sort of a one-stop shop destination.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful resource. Actually, I know personally it's a wonderful resource because I've been there quite a bit. I want to thank you all for joining me today, Stacy from AssistU.com, the Assist University, and also Charlon Bobo from MuseWorks, that's MuseWorks.org, MuseWorks.org, who targets her VA services to handmade beauty products manufacturers. Yay! And also Ginger Derrickson in Indiana at ginger@iquest.net. You can visit her. You can email her to ask some questions. Thank you all for joining today. I know that in addition to Lucy, other listeners' eyes have been opened about how they can be more efficient at their businesses and save money and get more work done and be more productive. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today on the Lifestyle CEO Show. I will see you soon. We've got some great guests coming up. Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup for the Soul, February 13th, and Paula Dean from Paula's Home Cooking on February 20th. This is Donna Maria at the Lifestyle CEO Show, where we break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. Have a great week, guys.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.